Hello, if I have your attention, please don't tune out just quite yet.
Louder, louder. Oh my, oh my. Anywho, okay. Is that it? I'm watching myself talk. So, I'm going to cut the intro a bit shorter when I don't have the fear within me. But we first heard lovely Joe Hisaishi piece from Tonari no Totoro, March, which goes over those ever so delightful credits. Shortly afterwards, some South African jazz jive music, always a good, but I'm going to stop myself short and start some more music while I figure out how to do this talking thing. So without any further ado, Dukes of the Stratosphere with The Vanishing Girl.
Took a peek inside. As I opened it, out burst a fountain of many coloured butterflies, rainbow game counters, chess pieces, laughing cutlery, tiny chairs and tables, and flying plates covered with exotic fruit.
I run the risk of losing you, and that's worth.
And, well, was it a vision or a waking dream? Some Keats for you. I don't think my calling is as a radio DJ, or not quite yet, but please bear with what might seem slightly off. So we started that with The Vanishing Girl, as I said, Dukes of the Stratosphere, a side project, or might not be the correct term, for XTC, fantastic British band, who I would love to play an entire album of someday, and actually who I think you will hear some of in a few minutes. But certainly followed by The Buzzcocks, hit breakthrough song, Ever Fallen in Love, 1978, if I have that correctly. Forget the name of their debut album, though. Might have been then. And then one of the most painfully true and poignant songs of early 90s, late 80s, The Laws, There She Goes. Painfully, painfully relatable for, dare I say, a lot of people. But anywho, I think I should move on from that for some other light alt tunes. Nothing particularly spectacular tonight. I think it will be mostly mild pop rock songs that make me happy. And so, to cut myself short, because I'm becoming ever so dull, The Primitives with Crash, also late 80s, later Britpop band, debut album Lovely, title track, Crash.
Thank you. major. It's cards on the table time. And I could have phoned, I could have spoke, but I'd have hiked the news without breaking your heart. Being dead don't hurt, no, only dying. Cards on the table time. Sometimes I try to say goodnight. Always searching.
Heard Animal Nitrate by Suede, another Britpop band. Reverend's Revenge instrumental track on the House Martins London 4 Hall 0.
One more.
Oh, it's Dana. Anywho. And before that, I confessed English Beat, first track off of Special Beat Service, wonderful album. I'd actually like to, I've noticed I forgot to introduce the show, even for that matter, read a Mahler quote I found the other day, thanks to the lending of a wonderful book by a friend, which rather cheered me up. So, simple, one sentence, but lovely. Mahler, later years of his life, very ill, dying in New York, confused about his purpose as an artist, finding rejection both at home in Austria and in the big city. But 1911, it's the exact date apparently. I have found that people in general are better, more kindly than one supposes, which is surprisingly true and enlightening and rather motivating. So, I should say that I'm calling this hour of mental, I can't think of a good noun for it, disjunct, meaningless barrage of ideas and sound and you might be our kind of chap. So if you want to keep that in mind, too associated, please do. Anywho, you know, Suede, House Martin's English Beat. Actually, there's the guitar riff and the solo in Suede rather reminds me of the GoldenEye theme. For some reason I haven't placed yet. I'm going to go off my intended playlist to put on a song I've become rather enamored with of late by one Kyu Sakamoto, Japanese crooner back in the 60s, who this song, called released as Sukiyaki in the US, which is a beef dish, it actually doesn't mean that it's not the original title, was actually Ue o Muite Aruko, which means as I look up at you when I walk, if think is a vague translation. So, lovely, lovely song. Fantastic voice. He tragically died in 1965 in the second deadliest plane incident, plane crash in history, flight 153 from Osaka, something of that sort. So, anywho, became a huge international hit. I think one of the only Japanese song to be in the top 10 Billboard 100 in the U.S. Anywho, Kyu Sakamoto with Sukiyaki or Ue o Uite Aruko. Sakamoto with Sukiyaki. Lovely, lovely, lovely song. Fantastic sound, melodies, pentatonic. I remember correctly, chord progression. 1, 3, 6, 7, 5, 6. With the seventh is what I meant by that. Anywho, I think I'm going to get to XTC, which I mentioned earlier. Fantastic, glorious, very influential, wonderful British new wave alt generator band of all that sort. Andy Partridge and Colin Moulding, main two songwriters, respectively guitarist, singer, and bassist, singer. And this is off Oranges and Lemons, a wonderful album of theirs with more pop sounds. Went on from the original glam rocky, hard edge kind of thing. But wonderful, I suggest anyone who is actually listening, go listen to Oranges and Lemons. And without me ruining that sentence now, I will start the song. Never been near a university. You just heard there after Mayor Simpleton was a lovely track from Baldur's Gate 2. Fantastic part of my childhood. Wonderful PC game, D&D based. Anywho, I'm going to move on to another obscure 80s song sung by none other than Ricky Gervais, actually. His brief two-man project, I forget the name of the synth player he worked with, Shauna Dancing, and they have a few other songs that actually might have got somewhere very low down on the charts. But anywho, Ricky Gervais with You're On My Side.
There's something dangerous, I'm scared you've guessed. The fact of nothing is tearing like bread. You're on my side, she said I. Though desperate people are saying that I'm not, you're on my side. My sister's poison, I'm talking about. They tire and waste me. They take and never share. You're on my side. Agree with me. Give me a show. It's for me to know.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently I'm talking too softly into this microphone, so I'm turning it up. Anywho, that was Shauna Dancing with You're On My Side, and then Erasure with A Little Respect, quite a big hit, actually featured very strongly in one of the first episodes of Scrubs, if I remember that correctly. So if you want to go back and watch that Scrubs episode, all the characters sing A Little Respect. It's this little running gag slash theme slash motif or whatever you call it. And they're especially known to our generation, at least, for the Robot Unicorn Attack song Always, which was actually not one of their, you know, bigger things, but a big, you know, hit single and whatnot. And so I think with time running out, I might change the mood, play a wonderful Dickey song, some punk saxophone, and then follow that up with either Elvis Costello or another high note from Nina Persson and the Cardigans to hopefully cheer us all up. And so I give you Dawn of the Dickies, Infidel Zombie.
I'm
I'd like to quickly apologize. I think I've been hitting some wrong slides, and songs may have been playing with some bad feedback noise or background talking. Anywho, hopefully that won't matter. I spoiled a few very good songs, if that were the case. I'm not sure. So I'm going to move on to a Elvis Costello song, but from a later work, The Juliet Letters, an album he did with, I think, the Brodsky Quartet. That's the name of the string group. And a song called I Almost Had a Weakness. Lovely, lovely, lovely track. Discovered it last summer. And here it is. First show. I apologize for my lack of skill with volume levels, including my own voice. Hopefully this is louder to the few of you who are listening. The Cardigans, fantastic Swedish band, started off in the 90s,
few albums, Life, First Band on the Moon. Nina Pearson, who went on to a solo career and wonderful vocalist. And they had quite a good sound, huge part of my childhood also. And so I bid you good night with Rise and Shine.